He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Little Zach Brown for you, Zach Brown Band on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg this morning. And we're getting a little bit of colder weather, and I guess he gave a hard time as he walked in the door. Todd Thompson, president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, got a little ribbon this morning. They were saying, people around here complaining, Todd, it's not a Chamber of Commerce kind of day, in their opinion.
Well, it's beautiful and sunny.
That's what I say. I'm just defending you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm just a former chamber exec. I'm going to defend you.
It's a little chilly, but you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, so hopefully this gets folks in the holiday spirit. And you know, it's just, I think we have a couple of days, and then it's going to warm back up.
I can do it for a couple of days, and so I broke out some sweaters this morning and my warmer shoes and some socks.
Yeah.
Put the sandals aside.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was like shorts and you know, t-shirt. Today it's bundled. And,
yeah, I know. Well, I tried not to be too extreme. I didn't put my earmuffs on yet.
Right.
But they do say there's something to having Florida blood. They say that if we do have thinner blood, so we get cold easier than Northerners. You think that's true?
I absolutely believe that. I know it feels that way to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets below 70 and I start putting layers on.
I know. Well, I lived in New York City for years and the cold didn't really bother me that much. But since I've been here, the minute it drops below really about 50, I start getting, it's chilly. Yeah. So tomorrow, I think we're going to wake up to 20s and 30s possibly. Mm. I don't know.
Maybe no snow, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people get to stay home, so it's the perfect day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
God, Veterans Day. I hope not no snow.
Yeah. So, but hopefully people do get out and are able to go to some of the Veterans Day celebrations that are happening in our community tomorrow.
Big parade downtown.
Yeah. You know, so, we are about 40% of our local economy is based on the military presence here. And so, you know, it is very important to us at the Chamber, to the business community, that we say thank you to those folks and support them. So, you know, if you get an opportunity to go out tomorrow and do that, you know, I encourage you. But, you know, thank a veteran. Mm-hmm. They are so important, and they've done so much to help protect us and keep our freedoms free.
Absolutely. I have a dear friend who is very sneaky, and whenever he sees, we go to a particular diner every once in a while, and we see a veteran with a veteran's cap, especially if it's a World War II or Korea, Vietnam veteran's cap, he will sneakily pick up their check.
Oh, nice. That's wonderful.
Which I think is just really neat. He does it anonymously, doesn't let them know, but just says to the waiter, you know, here's my card. I want you to put theirs on my card, my check. And I just love that.
Yeah.
Just a little way to say thank you.
That's awesome.
And today we want to say thank you too, and happy birthday. It's the 250th anniversary of United States Marine Corps.
Yep.
So congratulations and happy birthday to all of our Marine Corps veterans as well. So it's a double celebration this week for them.
Yeah, and you know, looking like hopefully the government shut down. There's
fingers crossed.
Hopefully we're getting to the end of that, and so you know, make sure that folks get paid and we can get back, you know, hopefully to quote unquote normal. But I mean, you know, so many celebrations happening this year and next year with.
Our country's birthday.
Right. Yeah. So it just, it's awesome to be able to do that.
Have you had much feedback, Todd, from our local businesses as a result of the shutdown? Because I know that you've got your pulse on the economy in Pensacola and what's happening. Have you had any feedback on how people are being affected and the furloughs and that, all of that?
I mean, it's interesting. It really hasn't changed from talking to folks throughout the year. There's just been a lot of uncertainty in general, a lot of people just not making big moves in terms of whether they're hiring new people or you know, a lot of new projects. I mean, there are still things happening. You know, some folks I talk to are very active in, you know, continuing to do things. Others are being a little more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So
we seem to have new businesses coming to the area.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
I keep
and
seeing
we're continuing
those reports
to
from...
grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, all in all, I think it's still we're going in a positive direction. Just some folks say, you know, it's just uncertainty, and they're just trying to see how some of these things play out and before they're going to be investing more. But, you know, looking into the future, still very optimistic about the way that things are going, the direction we're going in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, we're gaining members at the chamber, you know, almost every day.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's always a good
yeah.
sign of growth.
So, so that's, you know, if we were seeing a downturn or, you know, a lot of people saying, well, no, we can't renew or things like that, then, you know, we'd be, you know, more concerned. But, you know, the fact that we are bringing in new members and our folks are, for the most part, renewing,
mm-hmm.
you know, year over year, then, you know, that's encouraging.
Well, in just the few years, and just the past few years that I was here and then being involved with the Pensacola Beach Chamber and was such a great experience because my eyes were opened up to so many different aspects of the economy and especially through the leadership program.
Right.
That was such a wonderful experience for me. Even though I'd lived here 20 years, I got a chance to meet all kinds of people from other businesses. And there was so much growth in areas that I wasn't as familiar with the new hospital, with Baptist Hospital.
Right.
And then even the Pensacola Airport, some of the changes they're making there. And so it seems like we've been growing exponentially since I moved here. A lot of the street corners don't look the same. I'm seeing lots of residential development. So it feels like we're in a period of growth here versus I know other areas of the country are not. But it seems like Pensacola is really growing. As that would be, you would you agree from what you're seeing?
Yeah, and you're seeing, you know, some good indicators, you know, new housing that's mm-hmm. coming online. I saw last week, I think, a few new developments, about 100 new houses that will be built. And that's pretty regular. That you're seeing
yeah.
those types of announcements. So that, you know, housing is a big component of growth and
mm-hmm.
something that's needed when we need more housing here in our area. So that's encouraging to see, you know, and like you said, yeah, I mean, there are new businesses coming in, you know, expansion of current, you know, existing businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it's positive. Good things are happening. Growth is happening. And
so even though we might be hearing otherwise nationally of that kind of thing, we can be confident here in Pensacola, we're doing very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would say I'm very optimistic about what's happening here in Pensacola.
Yeah. And one of the things I want to talk about today is went down to the Florida Chamber's Future of Florida Forum.
Oh, that's so
good. A couple
weeks
ago.
Yes, that's always so interesting.
And you really get the state perspective on what is happening.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah. With, you know, it's a day and a half conference and they cram a ton of information into that day and a half. And so they're expecting in the state of Florida another 2.7 million people to move to Florida
wow.
over the next 5 years.
Wow.
So, you know, just, you know, being prepared for that growth and the mm-hmm. things that go along with that, you know, the planning and roads and all of that needs to be addressed to make sure that, you know, we can handle it is important. So,
right, right.
One of the cool things we heard from the Department of Transportation Secretary Jared Perdue, something that they're working on and they're going to be testing in Central Florida is, I mean, the future is here. These are air taxis.
Oh, tell me about that. I don't know very much about that, Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
What is an air taxi?
So it is, you know, it kind of looks like a helicopter. It's mm-hmm. got, you know, two, you know, propellers that look like, you know, you would see on a helicopter, but they're smaller. I mean, they could carry people. They'll be able to carry items, you know, mm-hmm. if you're shipping things to, you know, to go from one area of a city to maybe another area of the city, or maybe across into another county. But
oh, wow,
yeah, I mean, this is like the Jetsons. This is the future.
Oh
now,
gosh.
I mean, it's not happening immediately, but they're starting to
wow.
you know, kind of figure out what this will look like.
Do we know? Or did they know what communities these might appear in first?
So it's in the Tampa Bay area mm-hmm. that they're going to start.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, down there you've got I-4, which is always a problem.
I-75. I love this idea. If I live in Gulf Breeze, I can take an air taxi to work in Pensacola.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't
yeah.
that be something?
Yeah. I mean,
just
you
skip
know,
the whole 98 traffic.
Right,
thing,
right. Right. I don't know what it's going to cost. You have to factor that in. But
interesting.
It'll. You know, that's sort of the sort of things they're looking at.
What's the timeline on that? Did they say?
Not really. I mean, they kind of put it into decades.
I see.
Before it really, you know, fully implemented. But you know, it was 15 years ago where they started talking about autonomous vehicles.
Right.
You know, where they've got them in a lot of the large cities.
Mm.
We don't really have them here yet, but you know, that's taken about 15 years for that to develop. So, you know, it's going to take a little while, but these are the sort of things they're looking at for the future.
Did they say anything? I mean, several years ago, there was a lot of conversation about the sort of mass transit, but trains, bringing back train and rail service throughout the state.
Right.
Has that kind of gone away, or is that still something that's on the board? Would you say?
Yeah, I would say the current administration in Tallahassee has not had a great deal of interest in that.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah,
right.
Because I remember that at one point it was a big topic of conversation.
Right. And so, I mean, there's now service from Mobile to New Orleans.
Right, right.
The challenge for us is to get connected to that, they have to go up through Atmore and then back down to Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of, you know,
logistics,
I guess, would be the...
Okay.
So... but we'll see. I mean, I know that there are folks who are very interested in that, and it would be cool to be able to, you know, jump on the train and go to New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a weekend and
mm-hmm.
or go to Jacksonville, you know, easily. But we'll see. Yeah, it's another thing. If it happens, it'll be, you know, well down the road.
Right, right. What else did you learn at the forum?
I love the
air taxi. That's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was fascinating. I'm going to pull up the agenda here to remind me. But, you know, a lot of it, again, was just the growth and, you know, what, you know, and things like education. I mean, mm-hmm. education is changing rapidly. I mean, there's so much more online, you know, the importance of skilled trades,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be such a so many folks who are plumbers and carpenters and things like that are close to retirement and filling those jobs as we move forward. You know, everybody talks about AI and the fear of AI.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some conversation around that. But
right.
Most of it was like, yes, it's new and we're still learning it. And, you know, yes, it will have some impacts. But at the end of the day, you know.
We still need the skilled laborers.
Right.
We still need people that hands-on. And mechanics and
you know, there's still going to be plenty of jobs. There are
mm-hmm.
plenty of jobs right now for people. So understand that, you know, anything new like this is going to bring up some, you know, some fears. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, the good will outweigh any downside.
Okay, I've got a question that came in on the text line. If you have a question for us, it's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And it is an expert panel, and certainly we have an expert in the house about Pensacola, Todd Thompson, who's the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. The question, Todd, is how does the chamber feel about local retail sales for Christmas season?
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're really going to be focusing on and getting the word out. Obviously, you know, we got to shop local. We got to support our local.
I just said it up in the last
right,
show. I just
right.
said we've got to shop local.
Right. It's so important, you know, especially this time of year. And something I always say is, you know, make an experience out of it.
Yes.
With the lights turned on mm-hmm. downtown now.
It looks beautiful. I was down there Saturday night. I couldn't get over it.
It's amazing.
Beautiful.
So, you know, make a day of it, you
mm-hmm.
know. And it's not just downtown, but throughout our community, you know, go have lunch, shop some, go grab a coffee, grab a dessert, you know, do those things, make memories with your family. I mean, that's, you know, I know it's so easy to go on an app and say, give me this, and it'll show up in a few days.
Or buy a gift card. There's nothing fun.
Well, I mean, if it's a local business, then
but that's different. That's different. But yeah. I mean, I'm talking about the impersonalness of that, I guess.
Yeah.
I like the idea of actually buying a gift. I love a lot of our boutiques.
Right.
You can find something really unique for your best friend, for a family member. And it's so thoughtful. I don't need anything expensive. I just love thoughtful gifts.
Right. I mean, just putting that. And I think that, you know, in-person shopping leads to that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find someone like, oh, yeah, I know Meg really likes these, you know, sorts of things. And so
diamonds. She likes diamonds.
Well, okay.
And we have lots of good stuff.
Yeah, we
jewelers have trade, range. We've got a lot
of great jewelers.
Diamonds.
So there's out there, you know, Meg on her list, diamonds.
What's on your list, Todd?
Oh, I'm pretty.
Golf clubs? A new set of golf clubs?
Actually, that's funny. You said that's something I've been thinking about.
See? So. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great thing to keep your shopping local and support our local business, especially the chamber businesses.
Yeah.
And you have a chamber member directory that you put out every year, and people can look up and see who's local.
Right. And it's on our website, so you can check it out there if you're searching for a certain type of, you know, business and, you know, gifts and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It has keywords, so you can type keywords in and find the type
very
of
very user friendly.
Yeah.
So what else is happening with the chamber this month? We're in November now.
All of a sudden
the holidays are here.
Yeah. So, you know, Thanksgiving's not far away. We do have one more big event coming up on the 20th. It's actually already sold out. We have our State of Healthcare event. So we do quarterly State of.
Yes.
And this is State of Healthcare, where we will hear from, you know, our. Since we have three hospitals in the area and other healthcare providers, we'll hear from those leaders about what they're saying. There's so many questions about healthcare and
things change
so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like right now? What can people expect moving forward? And
is there a waiting list for that event? Possibly, if someone.
I mean, you could. Yeah, I mean, you could contact us and. You know, we can put you on a waiting list.
Yeah, just in case someone cancels at the last minute or something. Because I would want to attend that. That sounds really great.
Yeah.
Very informative.
Yeah, always a big topic in our community. And looking forward to that.
Excellent. So if someone wanted to join the chamber and they're hearing you talk about it, and you're such a great advocate for the chamber in our local community, but also representing us statewide, it's great that you were able to attend that forum.
Yeah, it was great. Got to see a lot of folks who from other parts of the state and
kind of get a pulse
get
on
connected
what
to them. Yeah. And
I found when I attended some of those chamber conferences, it was interesting because we are very unique on the panhandle. We have very different issues than South Florida, per se, for Miami, or if you get down into or the East Coast. So it was fascinating to hear the state of the state.
Right, exactly.
But if someone wanted to become a member, how would they go about doing that?
So contact Willa Licata at our office, 475-4999. Get to PensacolaChamber.com to, you know, you can check out the membership levels. There's an online application if you wanted to fill it out there. But if you wanted to, you know, set up a meeting with Willa, she'd be happy to talk to you about all of the benefits and you know, each level and the differences. But one more thing I want to mention about the conference. So Blue Wind Technologies, which is a Escambia County business, ended up runner-up in a contest the Florida Chamber put on called the Coolest Thing Made in Florida.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. And so Blue Wind, they make parts for windmills.
Oh.
The big windmills.
Okay.
And they ended up runner-up. There was start out with 16, and then, you know, it's like the tournaments. They go to the next round, and they ended up second. So they were recognized at the conference.
Wow, what an honor.
Yeah. Henry Kelly and his team here, they do a great job. You know, kind of under the radar business, but
I've not heard of this, but
they employ a lot of folks, and It's, you know, they're good, great chamber members, and I just want to congratulate them.
Yeah, congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah.
For the whole state.
For the entire state.
Now, who was the number one? Do you remember? Can you recall?
Yeah, they're a boat company. They make boats out of, I think they're out of Southwest Florida.
Oh, who needs boats? Yeah. We need windmills.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, but, you know, it's just, it was great to kind of help.
Yeah.
We promoted them throughout the competition, and to see them do as well as they did was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really good contingent from Pensacola at the conference.
We always do, I think, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, I mean it's great to see, you know, our local business leaders down there, and it was fun.
Well, it's fun that you're able to represent us there. You do. I know you do an excellent job in doing that. You get to know a lot of people in your chair.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things I really love about being able to do this is you do get exposed to a lot of people. You get to have a lot of great conversations and engage on issues that are important to the business community and try to help solve some of the issues
they're
facing.
So you've been now here. How many years have you been at this chamber as its president?
About a little over six.
Yeah,
as president,
coming up on six.
But 11, as you know, total as employee.
Yeah, yeah. You've been with this chamber a long time. There've been lots of changes from location to the kind of a restructuring of the chamber a few years ago, and so and looking at where the chamber is now. What do you see as you're going heading into 2026? What are some of the things that are going to be on your agenda as you go forward for the chamber?
Yeah. So. You know, continuing to look at some key issues. I mean, obviously, workforce is big.
Mm-hmm.
The Bay Center is an issue that the county looks like they're going to be taking a look at and maybe do something there. So that really impacts the business community.
Oh, big time.
I mean, I think there are some real opportunities
Any word on the Crown Plaza, the old Crown Plaza yet?
I keep hearing different things.
That's what I did, too. I thought maybe you would know, of the inside scoop for us.
I haven't heard anything official, but it sounds like there's at least some activity there. And you know, hopefully
that whole corridor there, it's going to be interesting to see how that develops.
Right, right. And that's what they're looking at the Bay Center, not just the current structure,
right.
But doing some things on that where the parking lot is now.
They've got so much land.
Right. They've got a lot of opportunity there. So that's something, we'll be looking at closely. Now that the Baptist property, the legacy Baptist property has been purchased by the city, taking a look at that and see, all right, from the business perspective, what do we think can be done there?
I drove by there this weekend, and I hadn't been by there since it had closed, and it was almost creepy. It was very haunted looking at
this point. I went by there a few weeks ago. And the empty
parking lot. It was just strange. I'm just used to it being such a mecca and so busy, and it was just dormant. I mean, it's just odd. I hope they can do something with it, because it's a great location.
Yeah, and, I think the opportunity there is huge.
Mm-hmm.
As things move from downtown. I mean, that's not far away from downtown and
right.
the stadium and all the activity that's happening there. You know, if you can sort of connect that area to what's happening closer to downtown,
I think
you really revitalize that area.
Mm-hmm. So workforce development, certainly on the radar, and then all of the housing, affordable housing, of course, has been high on the list. Other things that you're looking at for the next year?
I mean, we really, this is a tough nut to crack, but childcare is such an important issue.
Yes.
You know, families impacted by it. The cost is very high.
Mm-hmm.
The pay for the workers is not great. So it is a challenging issue. I mean, it's not unique to us. It's
right.
all over. But,
right.
Just seeing where we can fit in and help try to find some solutions.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Todd Thompson. He is the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce that's been here now how many years?
136. Founded in 1889.
Isn't that incredible when you think about that? The legacy that we've inherited.
Yeah.
And that you continue to keep it strong. And you said we're still growing.
Still growing.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So kudos to you and the team there, you and Willa and everybody that's there this whole year. Does such a good job.
They make it happen.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. So if you want to join the chamber, you can go to their website, PensacolaChamber.com. They have lots of information there. Also a calendar of events, things that are coming up. Anything you want to add real quick?
No, I think we got it.
All right.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks so much, Todd, for being here on Monday morning. We appreciate you with Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. At PensacolaChamber.com, you can find out about the upcoming events.